Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When most people think of poetry, professional wrestling is probably not the first thing that comes to mind. But what would happen if you combined the pomp and swagger of a professional wrestling event with the reverence and emotional depth of poetry? Well, you can find out this weekend when the Spoken Word Federation presents Verbal Assault 2 at Toro Z Muay Thai on Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento. David Lorette DeMola, formerly known as the poet and yes, is the president of the Spoken Word Federation, and they've pitted some of Sacramento's best spoken word performers against each other for this unique event happening on Saturday, July 19th. We are going to hear some poetry, of course, today, and also meet two of the competing poets, Natasha Lanes and meant to be Tia Therese. Welcome, everyone, to Insight. What a treat.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Well, David, I want to start with you. I mean, you're no stranger to Insight, but tell us about the Spoken Word Federation, who you are and what you all do.
Yeah, so I am, for reference, I am Sacramento's Grand Slam champion. I've done the National Poetry Slam, the individual World Poetry Slam. I've toured nationally, internationally with my work. And my goal has always been to present poetry in an updated form. Because, like, you hear poetry, and a lot of people think, well, that's like Shakespeare back in my high school class, right? That's like, I don't know, Mike Myers from So I Married an Axe Murderer, you know, like Harriet, sweet Harriet, right? We need to update that a little bit.
That's a great reminder, yeah.
That's an 80s movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, right? So I love pro wrestling, as you might have guessed by the fact that I made this show. And I figured, why not combine these two things that I love so much and force my friends to fight each other? So we have Meant to Be and Natasha Lanes here. And yeah, please like say hello or something.
Yeah. Natasha, I'd love to start with you. Have you ever participated or thought you would ever be part of an event like this?
Absolutely never crossed my mind. And I am so grateful to be a part of something that's so new, fresh, and it's going to be live. And it emulates wrestling, and to be able to do it with a poet friend of mine, that's phenomenal. Like, she's absolutely amazing. So I'm honored and grateful that I'm able to battle her. What does that say about me?
When did you start writing poetry?
I've been writing poetry since I was a little girl, and I just started performing last year.
What do you love about the performing aspect of poetry?
I absolutely adore the reaction from the audience. It is exhilarating.
How about you, Meant to Be? Have you ever been part of something like this?
No, never. This is a unique experience, and I'm excited to be a part of it, especially battling Natasha, where I've seen her work, and she's amazing. She really gets the crowd in a frenzy, and I love that.
What excites you about being part of something like this, a confluence of spoken word and professional wrestling?
I think I just like the environment, and I love the concept. So I'm excited. I get to do what I love and be in a really cool environment doing it.
What do you love about writing poetry?
My favorite thing about writing poetry is the energy that it brings. I firmly believe in using my word to elevate my actions. So when I'm writing for the future me, and I'm writing to have like a purpose.
When you're envisioning who you want to reach with your work, is it different if you're writing poetry versus spoken word performances?
Oh, for sure. It's very different. One would prefer to write it, but I'm learning to get comfortable with the stage and the presence of it. So, yeah.
So for someone who doesn't walk in the world of poetry, what's so different about spoken word and performing it for an audience?
I think it's just the fear of people not being receptive towards it. And that's just something I think all artists can be in their head about it. But yeah, it's just that.
Having eyeballs stare at you.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, though, you really get to express the words in the way that you want, in the way that will reach the audience. Like, I got to tour with Isaac Torres a number of years ago, and we were in Italy. And a lot of the people out there, they don't speak English, and he's doing his poems in English, and people are still vibing with him. He became like a small-scale celebrity for the week we were there. Like, people literally driving by, honking their horns and going like, hey! It's that power of self-expression that can still reach people no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, I can totally understand the nerves and the intimidation on the one hand, but then also on the flip side, it can be like a huge win getting that engagement mm-hmm. from the yes. audience and that mm-hmm. connection. Right, Natasha?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I know a lot of the senior mentor poets of mine let me know I'm not so much writing it for the audience. I'm writing it for myself. But there is still a target that I'm trying to reach. Mm-hmm. And so many times we write things that we're going through and so many people are going through the same things. And again, that fear of speaking in front of a crowd.
Well, I would love to hear some of your work. Natasha, let's start with you. What are you going to be sharing with us?
I'm going to share a snippet from one of my favorite poems. It's called Loving Him Lovely. So I will share a snippet with you all.
Please do.
Never been around Nan Man. So fun to be around. Never know how you'll receive what you need at the perfect moment in your life. When forever doing right. Constantly feeling like a fight. Not feeling heard, so you work on your own self. Play your cards, the hand you was dealt. Because if you're not feeling you, how can you be felt? Poem.
Love yeah. it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great example of like the kind of heart that we're going to be seeing there. And what I love about this is everybody has their own styles. So like what you'll see from Natasha is very different from what you'll see from Meant to Be. It's very different from our main event with J-Ro versus Grace Losher, mm-hmm. who are rematching each other from when we did this in 2019. And actually, Beth Ruriak, shout out to her. She led us on Insight back in the day.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I love that. And we love Beth. Okay, Meant to Be, you have a different style. So let's hear it. What are you going to be sharing with us?
This poem is called Safe. It's basically appreciation for your brain and what you know. So, my cerebrum twists the minds of twisted minds that makes them feel as if I twisted time. My complexity is of a Rubik's Cube that is never solved because I refuse to see life in one color. Solid in my thinking, I use it to elevate while others use their physical, but I meta while I meditate, seeing the true you and the vision. I'm not of it, I'm in it. I refuse to fit your worldly image. Your depiction is a mention by the mindless with false intentions. I move dimensions, traveling through souls, bringing them ascension. Tip on my mind as I gravitate others to listen. Praying each time, hoping that the intellect builds from all the grime. Always cherish the mind. Grow.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why you're intimidated about performing your poetry. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And I think a bit of healthy competition is
good.
I think these events are awesome.
Yeah, and that's really a core of this because like when I first did the show and even when I'm bringing it back now 6 years later along with Mac, who's done so much work to help this, you know, get revitalized, shout out to Mac, but this show thrives on love. And it can be very easy for this to be like an environment where people leave it a little bit like, you know, combative because like artists, we all want to make sure that we're the shiniest of all. But what I keep telling people is when you break down pro wrestling, the key is to make your opponent look great, because if you make them look great, then you look great no matter what. And if you make them look like nobody, when you beat nobody, you look like nobody.
And as you mentioned, you're a current Grand Slam poetry champion in Sacramento. So what are you going to share with us?
Oh, yeah. This is about the protests recently and like how hard it's been to go out. I know what it's like to dig your own grave too soon, to be chained down to the bed when things feel so big they must be measured in astronomical units. I know what it's like to stargaze at your problems for so long you miss a solution that's standing right beside you. Stop lighting funeral pyres for a future uncertain. Put down the epitaph. We're not done yet. You say we're cooked with that over-easy egg mindset, yolk cracked, bleeding all over the pan when they haven't even turned up the heat yet. But good news. You have streets full of protesters who already love you so big. We gather in millions. We gather in 50 states. We gather across cultures, across genders, across identities, across race to lift this country to a better place. To quote my late father, he said this, "If you've got breath in your chest, you better do something with it. So put down the matches. Treat this like there is no other option because there isn't. Show up. We're not done yet."
Yeah, that's so powerful.
Right.
Yes, I
yes,
know this
very
is snapping. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we snap a little bit. There's cheers, you know.
Interactions, right?
Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, there's also what I'm getting is there's a catharsis,
yeah.
You know, not only getting it out of your brain and your heart onto the page, but actually performing it for others to take in.
Yeah, I know we kind of talked about this a little bit. Like, we all kind of write poems for ourselves with the world in mind, too. You know, like that poem is written to me, but also to anybody who kind of feels mm-hmm. the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it resonates with a lot of people. So It's going to be probably a packed house on Saturday. I will not be surprised. What should people know about this event if they want to go?
Yeah. So on that tip, actually kind of in the theme of the poem that I said, this is to support NorCal Resist, which has been doing amazing work helping migrants here in Sacramento, as well as just the scene in general across the valley in Northern California. And they've been doing like brake light repair, free brake light repair clinics so cops can't pull you over for unnecessary reasons. They've been doing all sorts of things, showing up, making sure that people who are who immigrated to this country are safe where they go, those kind of things. So supporting that organization as well as supporting Toro Z, who's going to be cooking some amazing food. Mm-hmm. I saw a clip of the video. I was like, oh, they said they'd bring food. I didn't know they were bringing like grill and like barbecue and like the whole deal. So
yeah. And the ticket prices, there's a range to them as well.
Yeah. We said $15 and up for general admission. And then in my heart, I always want to make sure that people can show up. So it's we have 40 tickets set aside for low income, which is just $5. And if you can't make that, then at the door, we can like try and hook you up.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, David, Meant to Be, and Natasha, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your work, giving us a little taste of what a lot of people are in store for this Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
having us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Always a great way to end the show. We are the lucky ones here. David Loret de Mola is the president of the Spoken Word Federation, which is presenting Verbal Assault 2. It's happening this Saturday in Sacramento. Poets Meant to Be, Tia Therese, and Natasha Lanes are participating, competing in this weekend's event. They are going to be awesome. You can find out more about this event on our website. We have all of the information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.